102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP.
Want to play a little fill in the hole?
Yes, always want to.
Interesting story. Toronto to host massive blank for disabled people. Toronto to hold massive blank for disabled people.
Some sort of nice Olympic event, sporting event.
No.
No?
I guess you can kind of call it a sporting event, but loosely. Ted?
Some sort of medical seminar treatment thing where they have a cure or they're hoping, you know.
Do you think I'd be doing fill in the blank for that headline?
Well. I don't know. Maybe like it's some sort of weird medicine man, like some fraud doctor.
No. Toronto to hold massive blank for disabled people. Brett.
A delicious buffet dinner.
No.
With a sporting event.
No. You're just combining things.
Yes.
Right. Understood.
I have no idea.
Does it involve trying to hypnosis? Figure out something. Right. Any hypnosis involved?
No, no hypnosis. Toronto to host massive blank for disabled people.
You have any idea? 955-WBAB. It's filling the hole. Roger and JP. 2.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. Playing fill in the hole if you're just joining us. JP's got this headline. It's missing something.
Toronto to host massive blank for disabled people. It is not a sporting event per se.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a buffet.
Not
it
a big buffet dinner.
What it's not a medical thing for a possible cure for their problems. Toronto to host massive blank for disabled people.
All right. We have a guy in line who thinks he's got it. Go ahead. What do you think?
Yeah, an orgy.
Ding, 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 ding.
An orgy?
A wheelchair can become just a big sex toy. Toronto to host massive orgy for disabled people.
Oh, come on.
This is from the New York Daily News. It could be one of sex's final frontiers in what may be a world first. Toronto is to host an accessible orgy for disabled people, reports the Toronto Sun. The deliciously disabled sex night will take place in a theater in the Canadian city. The capacity for the evening is 125 and is open to disabled and able-bodied people.
Oh, wait a minute.
And it costs $20. Caretakers get in for free. And there will be an interpreter for the deaf and space for 20 wheelchairs.
Are you kidding?
I am not making this
up. Come on, this is a joke.
Dude, it's not a joke.
Caretakers can come in and be part of the orgy?
The orgy is the X-rated idea of disability awareness consultant Stella Palakarova. The 35-year-old says she thought of an orgy after becoming increasingly fed up with people assuming there must be something wrong with her libido just because she's in a wheelchair and she has spinal muscular atrophy.
Oh, my goodness.
And also because you get it. The whole story's in the Daily News. They're throwing an orgy for these people. I got to be honest with you. Good for them.
I mean, good for them, but you're letting people in who aren't disabled in. Now, I don't know.
How about somebody throwing an orgy for grossly underpaid radio DJs? How about that?
Yeah.
How come nobody feels bad for us?
Hey, thanks.
Listen to this. Here's what gets me, though. It's open to disabled and able-bodied people.
I know. That's what bothers me
about
it.
What kind of freaky...
Right.
Listen, I'm all for these people. You have a great sex life, everybody. If everybody was getting laid and it was great all the time, we'd be much more relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
As a society.
But what kind of creepy bastards are showing up to a wheelchair orgy?
That's when they said caretakers allowed. Caretaker.
Well,
yeah,
that's fine. It doesn't matter. It's not even about the caretakers. You don't have to be disabled to go. Ted can take a road trip to Toronto, pay his $20. And bang away at this chick with spinal muscular atrophy.
And she has a healthy libido, as she said.
And he is a welcome participant, as welcome as any disabled body that's in the room.
Oh, boy. I really thought it was a fake story.
Look at his smile. Turn around and look at that smile.